Lieutenant Jason Redman served this country and served it incredibly well. We're talking about somebody that was involved in a secret mission to rescue 500 Afghans in Kabul. We're talking about a former Navy SEAL. We're talking about somebody during a special ops mission in 2007. Redman was struck by a machine gun fire. It first hit him in the left elbow. Then it got him in the right side of his face. It entered his jaw, exited through his nose, and he had to undergo just dozens of surgeries to be able to do what he's doing today, which is still making a difference. You know, we're talking about veterans that are getting out there and talking about how to get people out of Afghanistan. I think the Pineapple Express, which you're going to say, what's that, Joel? That's best described by him. Lieutenant Redman, it's an honor, sir. Thank you for what you did for this country, and thanks for coming on with us.
Joel, good morning. How is everyone out there? It's time to reassess what it means to be an American.
Yeah. Well, I tell you this, it's a beautiful day here in the Dakotas. We're cutting soybeans and we're smiling in many ways, and that's because of the type of freedom we live under. People like you provided that. So I mean it when I say thank you. Could describe to people what the Pineapple Express is.
Yeah, absolutely. Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann, retired Green Beret and friend of mine, had worked in Afghanistan and had a great relationship with his interpreter. And when the Afghan government and the Afghan military fell, and then the Taliban launched their massive offensive and took over the country, he contacted Scott and said, "Hey, I'm in big trouble, just like the thousands of other special immigrant visa holders and applicants who work directly alongside special operations and many of our ground units, intel collection." And Scott's interpreter said, "I need help." And Scott reached out to some of his friends and basically created had this idea to create a network, this virtual underground railroad, if you will, by leveraging both the contacts we have on the ground in Afghanistan and his special operations experience, his knowledge of Afghanistan, and other intelligence mechanisms. And they basically created this mechanism and moved this interpreter through Kabul around Taliban checkpoints and got him to the Karzai International Airport, where he then connected with an individual that we knew inside the airport and that Scott knew inside the airport. And the password to get his interpreter in was the code word pineapple. And from there, that is how the Task Force Pineapple and the Pineapple Express was born. I came on board a few days later, as well as a bunch of other special operations personnel, retired and former special ops personnel, and we now are focused on honoring the promise this government made to get these very high-risk Afghan allies out of Afghanistan, and that's even bled over to many Americans who are still left behind. And, you know, we managed to accomplish that at a high level prior to Karzai Airport being closed and the rest of the Americans pulling out. But we are continuing to do so now.
So talk to me about that. How much work is left to do? How much dedication, how much more time are people like yourself and others going to have to put in to make sure that the mission is completed?
Well, Joel, the reality is the mission really just started. I mean, you know, getting people through Kabul and into the airport was incredibly difficult. And so often the individuals who had paperwork, special immigrant visa holders, and even American citizens we were trying to help continue to be turned away, continue to be deterred by the Taliban itself. But if you rate that on a scale of 1 to 10, getting them into the airport was a 1. Now what we're trying to do is a 10. And the problem is, it is a high-level government thing. You know, there are a lot of people that say, "Oh, why don't you just fly over there and get them?" As if I can wave some magic wand and just build a special operations team that can go in and rescue thousands of individuals. I mean, that works great in a Hollywood movie. And we could probably do that with ones or twos, but we are talking about thousands and thousands of high-risk special immigrant visa holders that are still stuck behind in Afghanistan. And we need the support of this government. Task Force Pineapple is building relationships. Every day as we speak, we are building our relationships and communications with senior leaders in our government, our political leaders. But Joel, I'll tell you right now, the biggest group we need and the biggest group we are reaching out to every single day, because our mission is, from what they're saying, is alignment with ours, is the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of State. And we have zero comms with them. And we are just pushing right now to communicate with them because, you know, our mission is to get these people out. They're saying their mission is to get these people out. We know where these people are. We are tracking them. We are doing everything in our power to keep them safe. So, hey, let's work together to honor the promise and get these people out.
So can we talk about that a little bit? Because, you know, the word is out today that the Taliban is allowing 200 more people to get out. There's also news reports that there are a number of Americans that don't want to get out. I guess what I'm getting at, Lieutenant Redmond, is what's true, what's not, how drastic is it? Are we hearing all of the stories out there?
This idea that there are Americans that don't want to get out, that's news to me. I mean, the individuals that are on the ground there, and I think that is a fallacy. It is built off a little bit of misinformation. For the individuals that don't want to leave, the reason they don't want to leave is because they're showing up with their families, who also are a high risk. The Taliban is notorious. And for the 20 years that we were there and, you know, my teams fought against these guys, I lost friends because of the Taliban. They were a brutal and violent regime. And they frequently, if they cannot get to the individual who is the direct, maybe the interpreter or maybe a commando, they will frequently torture and kill the family members. So you have American citizens that were there or special immigrant visa holders who were there showing up and saying, hey, I want to get my family out. And they were told, well, hey, we can take you, but we're not going to take them. So I'm not sure who in their right mind who has any semblance of honor and respect would just leave their family behind and leave. And that's exactly what was happening. Frequently, they were showing up to the gates and they were told, we'll allow one in or we'll allow two in, but sorry, your extended family can't come. And that's why these individuals stayed. But they are at risk. They are actively being targeted and hunted right now by the Taliban. They are moving around trying to avoid this. And frequently we are getting messages of, please help me. I got a message the other day. My life is in danger in Afghanistan. So to state that people want to stay there is just false. It is a high risk, dangerous environment, and the people that supported us are doing everything in their power to get out, especially the people that we already promised that we would get them out, the special immigrant visa holders, and there's thousands of them right now, every day, that are pinging us and saying, hey, can you help us? Can you help us get out?
So when you look at that and you know the people, you know the individuals because that's the life you lived. You know, we're past the point of being able to do this before, obviously. And so now we find us in a situation where can we ever do it publicly anymore? And I guess what I'm getting at is, you know, you're special ops. You understand how to get things done if you're able to in a way where people don't know until it's done. I mean, that's my image of how you and the other men and women that you worked with got things done. But my point is this. Could there ever be an effort to work with the Taliban to say, listen, we're going to get this list of people out. We want them to get out. Could you ever see a scenario where that would happen?
Joel, I mean, it's a troubling scenario because the problem is, at what level do you trust the Taliban to follow through on what they're going to say, you know? And when you do it in a public forum like that, you know, if we provide them a list of individuals who are high risk, what says that, you know, when these individuals show up at the airport or show up at the border to move out of the country, that the Taliban doesn't say, oh, well, so-and-so right there, that was an individual that directly targeted Taliban leaders, or that individual was on a prosecution team for Taliban leaders. That individual enabled, one of their key leaders to end up going to Guantanamo Bay. And what's to say that they suddenly don't just grab that person and they disappear? And then our question is, hey, what happened to so-and-so? They were on our list. And the Taliban's like, hey, we don't know. I guess he never made it. So it becomes a big security issue when you're working with a group that violence is their mainstay, And so I think it's going to have to be a combination of public and private efforts. And I think what I hope, and one of the things Task Force Pineapple is pushing for, is that there is a level of clandestine operations that will enable to get these people out.
You mentioned Homeland Security. You mentioned the State Department. The people that are listening to you right now, you have a lot of people in pickups and combines and offices nodding their head saying, man, what can I do to help Lieutenant Redmond and his team at Pineapple Express succeed? So that's the question they want me to ask. What can they do to help?
Absolutely. There are two things. Number one, I need you to reach out to your political leaders. I need you to say, hey, this is an American. You know, I really worry about the long-term strategic impact of some of the things that we've done as a nation recently and what we've done in Afghanistan with these people that supported us. Intelligence operations and these long-term relationships that we build take decades to build people that we can trust and that we can work with. And when we turn our backs on them, it has long-term repercussions for the future of our country. How many other nations out there, allies of ours, that are watching this saying, you know what, I'm going to rethink working with the Americans because I don't think I can trust them. And so it's critical that we reach out to our political leaders, everybody out there, and say, hey, look, we need to honor the promise we made to our Afghan allies and make sure that we're bringing these trusted individuals home. And that's working in coordination with Department of State and Department of Homeland Security. We don't want to bring anybody over here that hasn't been thoroughly vetted. But the majority of these individuals that we are tracking are special immigrant visa holders or they're pending approval of that process, which means our government has already said, you're trusted. We want to bring you over here. The second thing they can do is they can donate to OperationRecovery.org. We are focused on getting our people out. We are focused on facilitating safe passage, resettlement, and then reintegration and resilience. So we want to make sure these people are trusted. We want to make sure that they're great people. We want to get them to safety. We want to resettle them and then hopefully give them a good future. Well, all of that is going to take funding. I mean, I think a lot of people have seen the government is funding things at some level. But we're going to need more, and it's going to take money to move people to keep them safe, clothing, medical necessities, and then it's going to take even more money, of course, to reintegrate and resettle them.
Lieutenant, I have just a couple more questions with you, if you could just please hang on for just a sec, okay?
Sure.
Lieutenant Jason Redmond, he doesn't like it when I say it, and I've had him on my TV show, and now it's great to have him on my radio show, but quite frankly, he's a hero. He really is. And so he's telling you how to help. Welcome back to News and Views. Lieutenant Jason Redmond is still with us. He spent 10 years as an enlisted Navy SEAL and 10 years as a SEAL officer leading SEAL teams in combat operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. And currently he's working with Operation Recovery. With the Pineapple Express, he explained to you what that is. I just want to, I'm looking at the website. I went to OperationRecovery.org, and I have to tell you, it's the spirit in what you're doing is absolutely amazing, Lieutenant. And to not forget the people that helped you and others, I mean, I can see why this is such a passion, Lieutenant.
Well, I mean, Joel, I mean, to me, and as a matter of fact, I just wrote an op-ed that I'm hoping to get published today, and the title of the op-ed is What Does It Mean to Be an American? And I think that's really critical for everybody across this network or across this nation to think about. We're in a strange time in our country. There's a lot of division, but I think at the end of the day, when you go back to what it means to be an American, we were a nation that accomplished great things, and we were willing to drive forward, and we took care of people. And it has been part of the fabric and history of this nation going all the way back to the beginning. And I think this, what happened in Afghanistan, is a perfect reflection of how critical it is to honor that promise and take care of these individuals that took care of us. I think we're at a decision point, and I hope for the political leaders right now, President Biden, his team, the rest of the organization, the rest of this administration, on both sides, both political sides. For us, it's not a left or a right thing. It's an American thing. And we need to honor that promise. And that's why I think it's so critical to do that. I think this, what's happening in Afghanistan, has long reaching strategic impacts on our nation and on what it means to be an American.
So let me ask you this, because you've got obviously work to do, and you've told people how they can help you do that work, how they can send a check, how they can call public officials, you know, and this will be podcast as well, folks, at KFGO.com. So you'll be able to hear our conversation with Lieutenant Redman. But should we have pulled out of Afghanistan? Should we be in a position where we're even having this conversation?
You know, Joel, for right now, I'm going to stay away from my opinion on that, only because, you know, there's a time and place to be political. And right now for us, this isn't it.
That's fair.
You know, for task, when I was in the military, I was taught that, you know, the mission is the primary focus. And frequently as a military leader and as a military member, you had to set aside your personal feelings and you focus on the mission. And right now, our mission is to get these people out. Right now, it does not serve Task Force Pineapple or me to play, you know, backseat driver or sideline quarterback for, you know, my opinions on what happened in Afghanistan, things like that. Trust me, I have them. And once we accomplish this mission, I'll be glad to share them with everyone. But for right now, my focus is getting these people out of Afghanistan. That is the focus of Task Force Pineapple.
Very, very fair. Tell people one more time where to go and how to help, if you could.
Yeah, please reach out to your political leaders, guys. We need pressure, both on the right and the left. And one of the great things about what's happened here is we are having support both on the right and the left that say this isn't right. You know, for those out there on the left, we talk, you know, they talk so much about how much we want to support minorities, how we want to support women. Well, guess what? In Afghanistan, those are the exact groups that are going to be crushed and not supported by this Taliban. So please reach out to your political leaders and tell them we need to honor the promise and bring these amazing Afghan allies, get them to safety. And then number two, go to OperationRecovery.org. You know, we're going to need funding to try and help get these people to safety, okay, resettle and reintegrate them.
Lieutenant Redman, I'm saying this on behalf of a lot of people. I know it. Thank you, sir. Thanks for what you're doing.
Joel, my honor. Thank you, man.